RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It will dart. But yeah, it's always terrifying. Like that dog means everything to my mom. So it was a scary situation. She actually didn't tell me until she had already gotten the dog back. So it wasn't like that period of time where I was super stressed about it as well. But yeah, that's a very scary feeling. And then it's all the more appreciation that you have after the fact. Her dog ran like a mile away, but she did have the tags or whatever. So, you know, you put it on Facebook, on like the community thing.
Yes,
we have reached out to the police previously about this. You go driving around. My mom was driving around the plan, you know, as it was getting dark on Tuesday, I guess that would have been. But someone found the dog, saw the phone number, called, returned it a few hours later. And you could sort of just sense the relief on my mom and how much more you appreciate having a pet like that. And I think this applies to human relationships as well. If you don't see someone for a while, the best feeling is when someone leaves the area, but then they come home and you get to see them for a holiday like Christmas when you're not seeing them every day, because it's a completely different feeling than when you're around them each and every day. You kind of take it for granted until that person or that pet isn't there for a period of time.
Right. And well, I'm glad your pet is back. Your mom's pet.
Yes.
Is back.
Fingers crossed that it's the last time that that happens.
But it, I mean, it does. Like we have deer everywhere, and it just like that's her thing. The funny thing is, not so funny for our neighbors. Thank you, all of them. Is she'll go chase a deer.
I like the deer's odds in that scenario if it comes down to it.
As far as like getting away?
Yes.
Yes. But she'll chase it off somebody's lawn two lawns over. But what she'll do after that, it's like, all right, I've rid your lawn of the deer. I am going to take a celebratory dump right on your yard. And then we have to go over. Well, we don't have to, but we try to go over. Not always. Sorry. And find it, because you don't want that in their yard.
Well, I could tell you, if the dog wasn't doing it and the deer stayed, the deer would be doing it.
Yeah.
Because my yard is completely destroyed by deer. I usually get like four or five at a time that come in my yard, and I walk outside and it is a disaster.
Leslie's not a gun person, but if the deer get in her garden one more time, she might become one.
Yeah, they love gardens. They love trees that have fruit. Yeah,
they eat it all, except like why couldn't they eat leaves? Then
I think
solve.
They eat my grass every now and then.
Oh, they do.
So it saves some lawn mowing. Give them a nice pumpkin.
Oh
yes,
I didn't realize the pumpkin thing.
Yes, give them a pumpkin. Think you have to like cut it open?
No,
for
if
them
you have
access.
A carved pumpkin and you leave it outside, that is their invitation to destroy. So what we've learned is when we put pumpkins outside, you can't carve them. Maybe you draw a face on it or something, but if you cut it, that's like, okay, it's mine now.
And that's how it works.
Yep. It is. Fan pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. That's not all we're going to talk about today, our Christmas and dog and deer stories. We want to get into your thoughts of the Steelers without DK. We know the situation. We're going to talk later about what Aaron Rodgers said about fan behavior. But your thoughts on the Steelers being able to win in Cleveland, where they haven't won since Roethlisberger was quarterback, without DK Metcalf, and what the options are, and are they Steelers fortunate with the quarterback they have? All of that is coming up as we start the Fan Morning Show here on December 26th. Jeff Hathorn and Sean Myers here on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you here on 93.7 The Fan. It is the Fan Morning Show. The guys are off. Trust they had a tremendous Christmas. Doran's now got 4 kids. Adam's got 2. I can't imagine the chaos. Like, there are some really good skits on SNL. There's one about the best Christmas ever. Matt Damon's in it from maybe a decade ago, where they're sitting afterwards and they're having a glass of wine, and it's like, wow, this was the best Christmas ever, when in reality, the entire day was chaos. From trying to make toys, you know, assemble toys, to kids screaming at each other, and, you know, in-laws coming, and the cooking and all of it. But I hope everybody had a tremendous Christmas. I trust you did.
Isn't that how it's kind of supposed to be? If you've watched Christmas Vacation, there's kind of beauty in that chaos. Now, maybe while you're in that moment, it doesn't feel so wonderful. But after the fact and end of the night, hopefully you can look back and say, that's one we're going to remember. Maybe not perfect from start to finish, but eventful always, I think, creates a memory as well.
And see, Sean, we're at that point where girlfriends and boyfriends are starting to trickle in to the family circle. And it's just, it's a cool time for us. Let's get into Steelers. At practice yesterday, it is weird to watch them without DK, because the physical presence that he has, even in a practice setting, and I don't know, what's the confidence that you can win in Cleveland? Mine's still good. And maybe I'm naive. DK means a lot. Defenses treat the Steelers differently when DK's on the field. There is a tension focused on DK. And I don't look at it and say, wow, they've had a number 2 receiver that's waiting to be a number 1. No. But they have the right quarterback in this scenario to be able to pull this off. Aaron Rodgers is a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, who spreads the ball around. And if you think back to a decade ago or so, when Jordan Love was drafted, how ticked off Aaron Rodgers was because he wanted a star receiver. Devontae Adams developed into a star. He made other receivers so much better, including one that's currently on the roster at MVS, because of his accuracy and his ability to find the open receiver. Double-digit players have caught touchdown passes. 11, I believe it is, for the Steelers this year, have caught a touchdown pass through 15 games. They hit 9 different receivers for touchdowns last year, which is a good number, but it's already more. And I think about, okay, here's Adam Thielen catching a ball, or Thielen being a part of route, throwing one up to MVS on a deep throw that just missed, but having that confidence. Calvin Austin across the field a few times. Now, he was dealing with a hamstring injury, but over the span of a year, he'll make some big catches. But the one to me that sticks out is in that game in Detroit. Game on the line. It's a must win, not must win, but it's put the Steelers in a tremendous position because of the outcome. But where did Scotty Miller come from? after not catching a pass since mid-October. Three catches in a series, including a toe tap. He found Freiermuth for a third down. I mean, it doesn't matter who the receivers are. Now, the thing without DK is, who are these guys, especially if Austin can't play, and Austin hasn't practiced this week. That's kind of been a little under the radar because everyone's excited that TJ Watt is back out there on a limited basis, Nick Herbig on a limited basis, and Isaac Seumalo on a limited basis over the last couple of days. But it's because of 12 that I do have confidence the Steelers can overcome the loss of DK Metcalf, of 8. Boy, I'm going back to Green Bay days. Funny if he would have wanted 12. Like, would Terry have said, yeah, it's cool? I doubt it. They have the tight ends. The way he's used Darnell Washington, from the beginning he had the confidence in Darnell. Or a guy like Ben Skoranek, who's caught the first touchdown pass of the year. And they're vast buddies. The thing that's got to happen, though, more so than the worry about the receivers or who's going to make up for his catches or how do you use the tight end. I think you could split the tight end, especially Freiermuth and Janu, out in different situations and use them more as straight receivers as opposed to tight ends. But what's got to happen is, and what keyed the Detroit win, was their ability to be able to run the ball. 245-yard runs from Jaylen Warren. You can't let, in that game, it's Aiden Hutchinson just tee off. And he did have a couple of plays in that game. If you can't run the ball against a good rushing defense in Cleveland, and Aaron's facing 3rd and 8, Sean, that's a problem. Dylan Cook against Myles Garrett. That's where this game, it's not going to be as much, okay, who's filling in for DK? It's, are they able to get themselves in situations where Aaron can take a couple of steps back and get rid of the football because it's 3rd and 5, not 3rd and 10? That's where it's won, and that's where the Steelers got it right in the offseason with the tailbacks that they have. To have your leading receiver in terms of catches isn't DK Metcalf. It's Kenneth Gainwell. He made the most spectacular catch of the season. And it's equally as mind-numbing a catch when you realize he said he lost it in the lights midway through. And on his side is have soft enough hands to be able to pull that in and then immediately think, I'm not touched. I'm going to go finish the play. That was a monster play. But it's going to be those guys being able to run the football that's going to key this. Sean, what's your confidence in the Steelers winning in Cleveland without DK Metcalf?
I remember back to after the George Pickens trade. Everyone said if they don't address wide receiver number 2, that if they're missing DK Metcalf for any period of time, especially multiple games, that they're going to have basically no hope. And it seems like most people's opinions, by and large, have changed in that regard, which is interesting because we never really saw the tight ends become that receiver number 2 that was anticipated, but it's more a confidence in Aaron Rodgers and the running game, which is interesting. Shedeur Sanders has surprised me with being at least a competent quarterback because I did not expect that. So I don't know that it's going to be a blowout win, but I think the Steelers at this point, you can have confidence that they will find a way, even without maybe a legitimate passing threat for Rodgers, that they can dink and dunk and use the running game, and maybe one receiver like a Scotty Miller could step up or Adam Thielen. I would feel good about the Steelers winning this game as long as they don't allow Myles Garrett to have like a supernova performance, because he's a guy who can get a 5-sack game, right? He's going to make a few plays. You just can't let him single-handedly take the game over, and I would imagine that is bullet point number 1 for the Steelers offense. to make sure he doesn't single-handedly wreck the game. As long as that happens, I feel pretty good that their defense will hold down Sanders and the Browns offense, which I don't think is all that talented, even though they've got a couple good tight ends.
Yeah, I was going to say Fannin's the guy that scares you in that offense. And I know the Steelers get, and understandably so, because they have given up some big games to tight ends, but everybody's got a tight end that can wreck a game, it seems. So it's not just the Steelers. I mean, Travis Kelce isn't going to be a Hall of Famer because of what he did against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's what he did against the league. And I'm not saying Fannin's at that level, but everyone's got a tight end. But to the point of the offense, like it's got to be staying out of those scenarios where Myles Garrett can just wreck a game. And if you're in a...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Second and third and manageable, it's less opportunity for Myles Garrett to wreck a game. Now, I would anticipate in this game, you're not going to see as much of Darnell going out in patterns, and more so, you're going to see Darnell probably on that left side. The other key is Sayamalu's health. If you can get Sayamalu back healthy to where Spencer Anderson can spend a lot of time as the eligible player on the outside, then that's going to help you. But if Sayamalu can't go, then for the most part, Anderson's got to play a guard. You might bring Pete in when you flip Anderson out. But Sayamalu being back is one of those little keys to this game. He's still, even know what they did against Detroit, which is amazing that they ran for over 200 yards considering the left side of their offensive line is a late round pick and a guy who's persevered on a practice squad for a couple of years. Those are a couple of my keys for this game. You got to be able to run the football. And it seems like there could be some weather issue up there. More rain than snow, which is aesthetically, I'd rather see the snow, but it might be like it was in Baltimore. What was it, a couple of years ago when Mason Rudolph went down there and they won the game, but it's probably not going to be a great track.
The other thing we mentioned, you don't want Myles Garrett to wreck the game. Well, he's already had, what, a 4-sack game this year that Cleveland was kind of blown out in, if I recall correctly. So as long as the Steelers' defense does what it has been doing recently, I thought, 75% of the game against the Lions, they were outstanding. Now, maybe Detroit's being exposed a little bit because they got completely shut down by Minnesota yesterday as well. But if the Steelers' defense continues to play at a high level, I think Sanders is a guy that they can really create a lot of problems for. And so I could also see this being a game where maybe Cleveland's held to 7 to 14 points. And even if you don't have a great offensive game and Garrett does make an impact, you still should be able, as a Steelers offense with Aaron Rodgers and the running attack, be able to surpass that, I would imagine. So even if they have to win a lower scoring, ugly game because of the weather, I think at this point you should have enough confidence in the defense to be able to win those types of games.
Now, the ideal scenario is Green Bay wins tomorrow night against the Ravens. And now, all of a sudden, because Detroit just imploded against Minnesota, Green Bay's in. So they don't have to win this game. They're in the postseason.
Which means maybe no Jordan Love.
Which means maybe no Jordan Love. Which means maybe no Malik Willis. Which means your quarterback is Clayton Tune.
Yes. I know they had Sean Clifford a year ago in that spot. He's now, is he in Cincinnati? Is that right?
I so want to make like, name that tune. Name that tune.
You like that horse?
That could be a reality tomorrow night because of Detroit losing. It's like you wanted Detroit to win, so Green Bay had the pressure of, hey, we've got to win this game. Now they don't. So I'm not as confident, even though Lamar Jackson is doubtful, of Green Bay getting that win now. But that would be the ideal thing. Green Bay wins. You rest a couple of these guys that are trying to come back from injury, and you just try to escape Cleveland healthy.
And the Steelers are more or less locked into
They're
the four. Is that right?
Yes.
I know there's like a small possibility that could change, but it seems unlikely.
If you're the Steelers, go forward as if you're going to be the four. You know, don't. If that situation presents itself where that game doesn't matter, your bye week was so long ago. Utilize the next 2 weeks to get some of these guys healthy. It doesn't mean you don't play them at all, but give them rest. Like it has been a long. I mean, it was the end of September that the Steelers got its bye week, which is crazy because you just play a couple of games in September. You go over to Ireland, and there's your bye. And they've had all this stretch as one of the older teams in the league. So we'll talk about all of that. Coming up, want you to hear from Roman Wilson. And if what you're hearing him say gives you confidence that he can come into the game and be a difference maker for the Steelers, or at least make some plays. We've seen it, but it's mostly been at the end of games when games have been decided in a bad way. And he's had a couple of catches for the most part. We'll let you hear from Roman and also what Aaron Rodgers said about Roman. It's part of Fan Morning Show this morning. We're also going to get into some of the best stories of the year for each team as we're compiling this list for New Year's Eve when myself and Jim Colony will be hosting. We'll be going through what we think are the best stories of the year. So we'll throw out some of them, get your thoughts all morning. Your thoughts are welcome at 412-928-9370. We'll get into the injury report. Pat Narduzzi is going to join us a day before their bowl game at 7:30. And Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Jeff Hathorn with you here on the Fan Morning Show, Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Our CBS Sports Minute today is presented by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm, forthepeople.com. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It is 6:29, and it's time to check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Jeff Hathorn and Sean Myers. I was at Lynch Golf Sales the other day and got some like Steeler logo golf balls for the boys. And, well, the one opened up. The other two won't yet, but they won't hear this. So it's okay. If you're looking for golf bags, gear, clubs, all kinds of clubs, just stuff you didn't get, you open your presents, you're like, damn. I need some golf balls. I need new grips. I need gloves. Like Lynch Golf Sales can handle all of that. Just contact Jim Lynch at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. 12 catches, 166 yards, and actually tied for fourth on the team with two touchdowns this year. That is what Roman Wilson has done in his second season with the Steelers. Here is what Roman Wilson told us on Christmas Eve about this opportunity. Let you be the judge if you're feeling good about what he might be able to do on Saturday, or Sunday, rather, in Cleveland.
Assuming you get another opportunity here, there's a receiver down, you're excited to get another chance to go out there and show you can do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been working hard, so it's nice that it came around like this, so it's cool. I'll be right.
The last couple weeks when you're down, was that hard on you mentally? And then what did you do anything, learn anything, or apply anything over that time?
No, it was a great time for me to go back and reflect on the season and, you know, learn where I can grow, learn where I can get better, and how can I improve myself and kind of things like that. So it was, in a weird way, is a real blessing.
How much have you kind of relied on or gotten to know MBS and Adam Thielen as guys that have been in the league for a long time? Have they kind of been good resources for you during this time?
Yeah, MBS, Adam, basically everyone on this team has been a great resource for me, and it's been a great opportunity and a great blessing to be able to talk to them and pick their brain about football and, you know, every aspect of the game.
Head coach even talks about you. Excited for you to have this opportunity to show what you've done, show, you know, you have this chance now to kind of go out there and show. Is that the faith that they're showing in you to be able to go out there and hopefully make plays?
Are they showing faith in me?
Yeah, are they?
Yeah, for sure. I think they've been doing a great job at that, you know, since I got here.
Roman, what's it been like to work with Aaron, and given the way he spreads the ball around, does that kind of give anyone that's in the receiver room confidence?
Yeah, it's been a great blessing. You know, he's certainly one of a kind and one of the best quarterbacks I've ever been around. Just learning from every day, it's been a huge blessing, and it's going to be great for my career.
How tough is he on you when you go to him and say, hey, like, what do I need to do here different? I mean, how much does that have?
Yeah, just my opinion, just enough. You know, just exactly what I need. Someone to push me and someone to kind of, you know, get me going sometimes.
Just enough. I'm sure sometimes it's probably a little much. And I loved how he said, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever worked with. He's in his second year in the NFL. I don't know if he considers J.J. McCarthy better than Aaron Rodgers, but it is interesting. He's been in the league 2 years, and this is like the seventh different quarterback that he's worked with. When you consider all the quarterbacks last year, cleaned house, and then the new ones this year, including Skylar Thompson, it's like seven different guys that he's worked with. Obviously, they're not all starters, but at some point, he's worked with them. Roman Wilson, for the national championship run for Michigan, was a big play guy. He could go up and high point balls, and we've seen that a little bit in the NFL. But there's obviously something missing here, because you went out and made a point to get Adam Thielen, to get MVS, when you had Roman and the potential for him to take those opportunities. So there's something that isn't quite clicking, or you wouldn't have made those moves. But for him, to his point, like it's yet another chance for him to go out and say, all right, I could be a part of this team's future. Like, trust me, you guys are looking for a number two, with especially with, you know, Calvin Austin in the last year of his contract. Go out and throw me the ball. But what does the quarterback think of Roman heading into Sunday?
You know, I've had conversations with him. Like, he's kind of still a rookie. You know, he didn't really play at all last year, and he's come in and improved. And I think the most important thing for any young player is the mental part of it, and not just learning the X's and O's and becoming a master of your craft, but it's dealing with the adversity that happens to everybody at every age throughout your entire career. It's tougher when you're a younger player because it feels a lot more ominous and a lot more foundational, where it can kind of crack the stability that you feel. But I feel like he's handled himself really well. He's had good practices, and now he's going to get another opportunity, so I'm excited for him.
And MVS, to the question from Brooke Pryor during that news, during the time we were talking to Roman, MVS and Thielen are great role models. We saw, so it was last week in the locker room, and there was a receiver meeting. So we'll be in there, and there are various times where guys have to go leave for meetings. And normally just guys know, well, there were a couple receivers that had lost track of time. And MVS only been with the team for a month. And he's like, all right, guys, let's go. Come on, we got a meeting. Let's go. Let's get it done. Like, let's get up there. He's shown some things I didn't know. I don't know much about Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And Thielen, you see at times, like at practice, he's pointing out different things. And just to have that in the room. And I don't know how much Roman followed NFL football, but like Thielen's got a track record. MVS, from a big play perspective or a big average perspective on his catches, has a track record. And for that to be in the room, along with the hardworking, you know, the Scotty Millers that no one probably thought could play in the league, and Ben Skoranek, who's a Pro Bowl special teamer, that's got to rub off on Roman Wilson. But when's that going to click, and will it be Sunday in Cleveland? We'll talk more about this when we come back. Jeff Hathorn and Sean Myers with you here on the Fan Morning Show. Sean, I want to know your best sport present ever, because people are waking up. They're thinking about what they got. Maybe they're reflecting on other ones. I've got a couple, but I want to get your thoughts as well, and we invite your phone calls and comments on YouTube. 412-928-9370. After that segment, we're going to talk about the Steelers' stories of the year. All of that coming up. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dirty company. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you here on the Fan Morning Show as Adam Dorn and Nicholas get an opportunity to enjoy family time, and we hope they are indeed doing that. It was another awesome Christmas, blessed for the things that we have, and got the youngest this year at, have you seen, Sean, these indoor basketballs? It's basically like a Nerf basketball.
Okay.
But it's regular size, but it dribbles like a basketball.
I have not seen this. But it sounds like something I need to invest in.
But it makes no noise. So she's a college basketball player. She plays at Case Western, which hence the shirt today or the hoodie today.
I should know this. Is that the Spartans?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, they're sort of a member of the PAC.
Yeah. Not in basketball.
Associate member? Is that maybe the term for them?
I think so. But they're not in basketball, so it's kind of weird because they're in their league. They play in Boston, New York, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, which is their home, Chicago, St. Louis, and
they go against Carnegie Mellon. Am I correct with that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So they're in that same league with CMU, but there are times you might be in a hotel, whatever it might be, and she might want to practice, but you can't have a basketball in that center. You can't have a basketball in a dorm. But I hope that she'll look back and say, "Wow, that was one of the coolest sports gifts." We got the youngest son a couple of years ago from Lynch Golf Sales, a set of used golf clubs, or not new. Like if you go into a car dealership and you buy the 2025 right now instead of the 26, like you got the last year's model.
It's been test driven a little bit.
Yeah, but he's starting out. So it's, and we got him a set of clubs and hopefully he looks back. For me, we went to my cousin's in Michigan, and it was one of those 50-degree Christmases. And it wasn't actually my present, but his. He got one of those legit NFL footballs. I mean, how many times were you throwing out with one of those plastic ones or just slippery, crappy, beat up? And this was like you were throwing with an NFL foot, and that was – and awesome. I remember we finally got a good outdoor basketball because we had a basketball hoop and would play all the time. But you had those old slippery ones or whatever, and they just,
I hated the playground balls.
Yes.
You know who actually still uses those is Joel Nelson. And
really?
I have to bring, I can't do it. I got to bring like the indoor outdoor.
Does he have to wear gloves so he can catch
it? Yeah. I like the outdoor basketballs, man, I'm not a fan of. But I know the indoor outdoor, you can only use them so many times before they start to wear out and you're dropping a decent bit of money. But I'd still rather go that route than the playground balls that are just terrible to use.
Like the middle boy got a surfboard. He lives in Australia, so he surfs, which is incredible. But what about for you? Do you have a favorite? Does one stick out to you?
I know you were tuned in to the early morning show.
I was, as everyone was.
Yes. And if you weren't, you can go use the Odyssey app rewind feature.
Very good.
A ping pong table was a game changer for me. And I got that maybe in, like, let's say 10th or 11th grade in high school. And I had already liked ping pong. And then I became like a guy who played ping pong almost every day. And my friends got into it equally. And after a few years, there was like three or four of us who were like pretty elite ping pong players.
Wow.
So I felt like that became my best sport. And I say sport in quotations.
We saw the air quotes.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a valid sport. So that would be up there. Now, my birthday's in November. So sometimes it kind of runs together. Did I get this for Christmas?
Mine's January.
Did
so
I get it
I
for my birthday?
Pain. Yeah.
There's, I'm sure, some other things that I got that I don't vividly remember if it was for Christmas or not. But I know when I was pretty young, I was a big baseball fan, and I played baseball. And I got this, it was like an electronic board you would hang over a door, and then there was like soft balls that would come with it, and you threw it. It was Nolan Ryan something, where you had to hit a target on this board, like you were pitching to a batter. And I remember using that quite a bit, chucking these soft balls across the hallway and, you know, trying to strike out this batter or whatever. So that's one that comes to mind as well. And then, as I also mentioned, I was a fan of a lot of bizarre teams if you live in Pittsburgh. So I would always get jerseys. And some of the first NFL jerseys, listen to this being obscure, Bernie Kosar, Miami Dolphins jersey, where he wasn't even the starting quarterback. Jim Harbaugh Colts jersey.
Oh.
Jeff Blake Bengals jersey. I was getting all these jerseys, which back in the day, you pretty much had to go out to a store and buy these, right? There was no eBay that you were ordering them from. You could do like the catalog ordering.
There was a workaround.
Well, true. But I remember you could go to different stores in Pittsburgh and get all these like obscure out-of-market jerseys. But the big one that was not easily found was my Sergei Fedorov Red Wings jersey that I got when hockey jerseys were pretty expensive compared to everything else. So that was a big one that my dad had to go to like three or four different Pittsburgh malls. And I think ultimately at Ross Park found it. That was definitely a big Christmas gift that I still have the jersey. Not that I very much wear it, but anytime I got a jersey, I kept it for life. I still have like 20 of them in my closet that I probably haven't worn since the late 90s.
I can't really remember. I was alive for the first Super Bowls. But I always grew up a Jack Lambert fan, even though I never really... So I got a Lambert jersey, I don't know, 15 years ago. That's pretty awesome. But it's not like I'm going to wear it over to Steeler practice.
So, no, that might look a little odd.
That's not something...
But you still have it. It still fits.
Yeah, I do. My mom grew up in Wisconsin on a farm. And if you grow up in Wisconsin, you are a Packer fan. And they know nothing about sports, but on Sunday afternoon, like everything shuts down and every farm would have some kind of TV in the, well, so they were in a dairy farm. So in the milk house, they had a, like an old TV and they would watch Packer games. So I got her a Bart Starr jersey, which was something that she loved and wore forever. And my dad, I got him, he's from Boardman, Ohio. So I didn't go Bernie, but I got him a Dave Dravecki. Do you know who he is?
I do not.
So Dave Dravecki was a pitcher, and I think the one I got was a Padres jersey from Boardman. He was a guy who ended up, who battled cancer, and there's, I don't even, it's like weird to bring this up because people immediately get grossed out, but he broke his arm pitching.
You know what's crazy? I actually saw this. So it made a sound that like echoed throughout and then just, he had it amputated. Is that correct?
Yes. But he went on to be a motivational guy and he worked his way to where he was. And my dad worked with a couple of charities in Youngstown and he had met Dave. So I got him that. Like that was a cool, in some respects, it's more fun to watch somebody open one. And you hope that they are excited about it as you are finding it for them. And to me, that ended up being more fun than actually getting it. You know what I don't know if you've given
one
to you.
No, I completely agree. I think a lot of people would say that as well. They enjoy giving gifts more than they do receiving. Although it's pretty fun to receive some gifts too.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm not going to take them. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. When we come back for the next couple of segments, we're going to look at some of the stories of the year, and these are going to be the Steelers' stories of the year in this segment. So think about them. Feel free to chime in with what you think are the most important. What we're doing is we're kind of going through, this is like our on-air prep of what are going to be the top ones. So we're going to throw out some stories, which ones have to be in there when Jim and I do the Fan Morning Show on New Year's Eve and go through the top stories of the year. Jeff Hathorn, Sean Myers with you on the Fan Morning Show here on 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Rain and a possible thunderstorm on December 26th. But be careful out there. It's whichever station will go with KDKA because we're fans. It's a first alert weather day. So watch from between 8 until 3. Watch for ice. Be careful out there. Different parts of our listening area are going to get different types of precipitation, but it's coming and it's going to start around 10 o'clock. So make sure you are careful. It is the time of year where you start thinking about the stories of 2025. And we're compiling the lists and then we're going to come up with the master list on the 31st. But looking at the Steelers stories of the year, there's one big one. Whoever would have thought at any point, except for this year, that Aaron Rodgers would actually be the Steelers quarterback? Oh, yeah, he winked at Mike Tomlin, and but there was nothing substantial to put that together.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.